It's the Love Speak series, where a little bit of love goes a long way.
Sally Lou Loveman is a mom, speaker, author, former audience producer for the Oprah Winfrey Show, and founder of Love Speaks.
The number one fear people have is speaking in public. It's actually the one fear I don't have. Join me for the Love Speak series, where we leave fear behind and we speak love, like loving our story, loving speaking, doing what we love, loving each other, and loving ourselves. Our stories are what connect us, and they make us better humans. Join me and my Love Speaks friends for stories, laughs, inspiration, speaker tips, and some unexpected truth. Hi, everyone. I hope you're well. I have been thinking about something that has just been on my mind and my heart. And so I wrote it, and now I'm going to say it. I've far from rehearsed it. And yet I want to share this with you on this podcast. It's something I like to call home is where the hum is. So say it with me, the word home. Home. Close your eyes, say it. Let that just sink in. It's one of my favorite words, home. I'm home right now. There's a hum to it, right? There's just a real natural hum to the word home. It's like om with a hum. It feels good on your lips, feels good on your heart. Feels good on our souls to say the word home. We all want to be home, home with ourselves. Being natural, obviously, that's what I mean. And also being at home, because home is very comforting for most people. And these past 2.5 years, where have we found ourselves? At home, more than we might like. Our homes have become our offices, our children's classrooms. They've become our Instagram live studios. They've become our TV studios. They've become our hotspot for date nights. They've become our hair salons and our gyms. Some of us have cleaned our closets, organized our cabinets and drawers. We've gotten into shape, maybe. We've designed the perfect backdrop for our Zoom calls. We've gotten rid of the things that no longer serve us, right? I hope. We've honed in on ourselves and our homes. And for the most part, we've gotten both humming. Office buildings became quiet and our homes became busy and loud and operating on a high level, which is really the definition of humming. How many of you feel like you're humming? Well, a study by Owl Labs found that during COVID-19, close to 70% of full-time workers are working from home, as we all know. I'm sure you are. But after 6 months of working from home full-time, the study found that 1 in 2 U.S. workers won't return to a job that doesn't offer remote work as an option. So no matter where this pandemic takes us, we know one thing is for sure. For many of us, our homes will continue to be our offices for the most part. Home is a word I use a lot in my business. I help people feel at home with themselves by exploring their story. And I encourage people to seek careers that feel like home, that please our senses, all 5 of them, which is really when we feel most at home, when our senses are pleased. Now, I had a 36-year career in television because it felt like home to me, because I discovered it when I was 14 years old in the Mike Douglas Show studio when I saw a woman on the set with a clipboard. And I just immediately was like, what does she do? I want to do it. I never mentioned that I wanted to go to this Mike Douglas show to my mom. I didn't watch the show. I was in school. I don't even think my mom watched the show, but she did take me. And luckily, I said yes to her invitation. And as I sat in that studio and I watched this woman with the clipboard do her job, I was like, that is what I want to do. She was wearing a headset, which made her immediately cool. And she was carrying a clipboard, which made her official. And she was really busy. I had no idea what she did Still don't know what she did. But I knew that one day I would do it too. I followed her every move, and the studio quickly felt like home to me, home to me. Now, a TV studio might not feel home to you, but it felt home to me. So I ask you, what is your home? Where do you feel at home? What makes you hum? For me, I love the smell of the studio and hearing the studio cameras roll along the studio floor, feeling the camaraderie of the crew, seeing all the action and the taste of the excitement. And I quickly learned that when an environment sucks you in and pleases all five of your senses to make a career out of it, I keep my ticket. Hold on. Here it is. I keep my ticket to the Mike Douglas show at my desk. And oh, I dropped it. Here it is. This is my ticket to my career because this is the ticket I said yes to. I had no idea that this ticket from 1976 would be an invitation to my career. Listen, I was a very shy child. I'm the youngest of three with two older sisters who excelled at everything and still do. I was not that girl. But when I discovered television, I was that girl. I was home and I was confident. No one in my family worked in television. Nobody wanted to work in television. None of my friends mentioned that they wanted to work in television. I mean, unless we were talking about like the Friday night lineup, like the Love Boat or Love American Style. But for the most part, the working part of TV, that was mine. I owned that. This was my area where I felt like me. And like anything we own, whether it's a title, house, a degree, at age 14, I found my purpose, which was to work in TV. And fear has no access when we are in our purpose. When I was 25 years old, I found myself in the Oprah Winfrey Show studio as the show's audience coordinator. And it didn't really flinch when a producer handed me a microphone and said, warm up the studio audience, but I sort of did flinch. I was like, what do you want me to do? I was a little scared. But as soon as I found my voice, I felt home and I was ready. By the end of my career with the Oprah Winfrey Show, I'd entertained over 500,000 people from that Oprah stage. That stage was my home. And then I would find other homes on other stages. And right now, my home is my home stage. How many of you are home with your career? How many of you would like to be at home with your career? It starts by being at home with yourself. You are your most important audience. And if you're not connected to yourself, how in the world can you expect to connect with anyone else, any audience, any work team? You have to feel at home with who you are. So this is what I love to do as an audience producer and former audience warm-up act for the Oprah Winfrey Show. I've logged a lot of hours of speaking in front of audiences. And here's what I've discovered. You have to connect with yourself before you connect with an audience. Whether your audience is big or small, it doesn't matter. You could be speaking in a team meeting, or you could be doing a TED Talk. It doesn't matter. Either way, you need to be connected with yourself before you take any stage, big or small. How do you do this? Story, plain and simple. You're sitting on a gold mine, your story. You are the only person with your story. You are the only person who's an expert on what you know. Your story is your superpower, because when you know your story, your purpose, your wisdom and lessons, there's no stage that could possibly scare you, because you're bringing your home, which is your story, to the stage. And no one can mess with that. That's where you belong. You're supposed to be there because you're the expert on you. And another one of my favorite things to remind people is that the better the audience, the better the speaker is. So I always ask people to mingle with your audience before you speak. Get to know them. Because when you know your audience, they're rooting for you. And you can speak to them in like live, current ways because you've gotten to know them. That makes a huge impact. Next is let the room determine the order of how you're going to speak your script, if you've written a script. Not your script. So don't let the script be your, like, this is how it must go, because something might happen in the room if you're extending a question to your audience or you're welcoming your audience into your talk, which is what I always recommend if you're able. So, you know, all of a sudden, if something that you want to cover later comes up earlier, that's the time to snatch it. No time like the present. So do not let your script determine how you will speak. Let the room determine it. And that goes right into use live content for, you know, what you learned in the time you spent with the audience before you took the stage. Let live moments happen when things are happening that you can see in the audience. This is the ultimate hum in home. Speakers who are able to manage their content and live content, that's when they're humming. That's the hum, because that's when you are current, you are live, you are present, and you're welcoming content in the room into what you are presenting. And finally, make a damn mistake. Go ahead and do it. Do it. It's so great when we make mistakes, because don't do it on purpose, obviously. But when it does happen, because it will, trust and believe, I have a long list of mistakes. Use it in a way that reminds your audience that you're human, because they're human too. That's what we all are. And humans love when other humans are human. So embrace your mistake, make it useful, and make it memorable. So those are my big tips on humming at home. Here we are. I'm coming to you from my home. You're probably in yours. Are you humming? That is my question. I hope this leaves you with excitement, power, ideas, and action. Now go take your home, not literally, not your brick and mortar, your home, which is you, and start that hum. Thanks, everybody.
I have loved speaking with you today, and I want to speak with you more. So follow me on all of my social platforms at Live Love Speaks on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you want more stories like the stories we speak here on the Love Speaks series podcast, go to lovespeaks.com and pick up a copy of my new book, Speak. Love your story. Your audience is waiting to step up your speaking game and your human game. Check out my blog while you're there. Thanks for listening. Your love speaks.